Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Dr. Debra and Therapist Kelly Show, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome. I'm Dr. Debra.
Hi, it's Therapist Kelly.
Kelly, this is one of those days where I have no idea what's going to come out of my mouth.
I completely feel you. I'll talk for you, you talk for me.
Except that we had just entrusted our keys to a gentleman downstairs who we do not know from Adam, who says he is just there for a few minutes and he's going to give our keys to the security guard because our dude, Casey, wasn't here today.
What's so funny is I was thinking, I'm like, I don't really mind because my car's so messy and like disgusting because of my kids that I'm sort of like, I'll get another one, you know.
You know what's so the worst part about that though? I have to tell, having had four cars stolen in my
driving career.
Are you
serious?
I'm serious.
Wow.
The day that they recovered and fixed my car that was stolen, my Mazda RX-7, whose name was Albert, because he's a very smart car, Albert Einstein, brought me to places I probably shouldn't have been. But anyway, so the day that I was picking up my car after they had recovered it, they didn't total it, they fixed it, my rental car was stolen. I walked to talk about conspiracy theory and paranoia.
Me?
So weird. I walk outside and I'm like, this is really, this is a joke.
Yeah, this
my
is
boyfriend,
funny.
You douchebag. Did you like do this just to like re-traumatize me? Gone. Gone.
That's amazing.
Amazing. And we're not talking about like slum areas. We're talking about
decent areas.
Santa Monica, Brentwood, West LA. Awesome, right?
That is so crazy.
And it was all in an interesting period of time. Like it just kept happening.
Right.
You know, it's like, okay, we'll talk about that later with
our guest.
Something to do with karma.
Interesting. Very
anyway, interesting. So, so we just gave our keys away. I don't want anything to happen to my little mini.
I love your car. It'll be fine.
Christopher got a new, it's an old Mercedes, but it's a new
one
for him. Right. Beautiful paint. It's like a classic.
Yeah.
The guy that's been his mechanic forever had this car.
Yeah.
And like in pristine condition,
wow,
with all the natural wood inside, gray sheepskin seats, absolutely stunning. So we named her Penelope. Do you remember Pepe Le Pew, the cartoon?
The girlfriend?
Penelope Pussycat. Yep.
That is so cute.
They have just fallen in love and gotten married. Although she's all white. And apparently, Penelope was a black and white. Did you know that? I didn't remember that.
This is hilarious. I haven't watched that cartoon like in years. I don't know. I just remember the skunk. That's all.
The skunk, Pepe.
But I don't remember the girlfriend too much.
It was a kitty, but for
I'm
some
a kitty.
Reason,
okay. Yeah.
My mind had her being a white Persian cat. No, looked it up online. No.
Black and white.
Black and white. Sometimes she'd paint a stripe down her back so she would look like a skunk.
That would make sense. Now I'm remembering.
So cute.
This is so funny. Well, though, for those of you who just tuned in, you are listening to the Dr. Debra and Therapist Kelly Show. Give us a call at 323-203-0815. Find us on Facebook at the Dr. Debra and Therapist Kelly Show. And Twitter at DocTherapist1.
And we want to thank our fabulous sponsor, Vantage, and we're going to give you a note from them in just a minute.
Are you getting tired of trying to create a positive life with a negative mind? Vantage Point Recovery believes that the potential wholeness and well-being of our clients depends on a systematic approach to developing an authentic and fulfilling life. Specializing in the treatment of individuals struggling with mental health and substance use disorders, we believe that your journey is our journey. Call us today at 888-668-5959 to see how our program may be able to create a shift in the thinking of you or a loved one.
Thank you so much, Vantage.
Awesome. Okay, so last week, you brought this guest to us.
Yes, so interesting, wasn't it?
Carolyn Coleridge. Oh,
Coleridge.
You see, I had it all right on the last show.
You really did.
And then I blew it. Because in my mind, it's Coleridge.
Because she's kind of cool.
She's very cool.
Yeah.
Very, very cool.
Coleridge. She was an LCSW spiritual healer and the author of Honor Your Spirit. I really liked her energy. And for those of you who missed it, she really talked about Just kind of tuning in and asking for what you want in life and kind of like listening to the messages. And it was just a really, it was a nice, she had a nice feel. I really liked
and
her.
After the show, I mean, she said more things about my mama.
Yes.
She was spot on.
Incredible.
It was a little frightening. I had chills going
really?
Up and down my spine. Yeah,
yeah.
I was like, wow. And then I've looked for my mama everywhere this week. Yeah. I don't know that I've actually captured her essence, but maybe she's hiding and she's going to come out.
Yep.
She's going to say hi sometime soon.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Well, do you want to do the honors of
sure.
introducing so, our guest today in studio, which is always wonderful.
We love in studio. So Darlene and Ken Timpton came up with the idea for AmazingKarma.com from a karma point game their family plays to ensure members strive for more compassionate and loving actions. A child abuse survivor, breast cancer victor, and five-time Jeopardy champion, Darlene has a long career in radio, television, and film that includes working as a Hollywood studio executive and award-winning independent producer. Ken has an equally long history of entrepreneurship and, more recently, movie producing. His movie, Heart of the Beholder, was based on his family's true story and won 5 Best Feature Film Awards. Darlene and Ken married in 2005 and founded Amazing Karma to acknowledge good behavior while exposing bad behavior that we all enable. Welcome.
Welcome.
So cool.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Okay, where's hubby?
I think hubby is still sleeping.
Oh!
Did
he have
jealous.
A late night?
Yes, he did.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
I hope for fun reasons. Good karma or bad karma?
Well, it's good karma because he was working. It's unfortunate because he was up almost all night.
Oh,
that's just,
okay. That's yeah, that's the question I actually want to just drop right into, because my daughter, who's studying Ayurvedic medicine and she's now practicing up in Grass Valley, and she was sharing something with me, which I have to have a much longer conversation with her about. There isn't really good or bad karma, and yet you are doing a good and bad karma. So please enlighten us.
Well, our concept of karma is the non-religious concept of what goes around comes around, and its corollary about taking responsibility for your own actions. Own your actions, make amends, move ahead. We don't see it as a religious force so much as just the universe keeping track of what you're doing.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm.
And we developed the little red and green karma cards as a way to acknowledge good acts and expose bad acts.
So interesting. Okay, so
these are so cute, though, by
I know,
the way. Because
yes.
we have to now do a visual description because people can't see this because we're on
yeah.
radio, and someday we may be on TV, but for today we are still on radio. So these are adorable. Would you like to do the honors, or would you like me to just celebrate? These are adorable.
Enjoy.
So okay, so Darlene handed us these two packets. There's the green ones and the red ones, which makes sense. Green light, keep going.
Yes.
Red, stop.
Exactly.
Pause, right? Okay, I've got to read this. So the throwaway at your own karmic risk is the backside. This is AmazingKarma.com. And you give this to somebody. You could be walking down the street, yes,
mm-hmm.
and see somebody doing something that's like stupid or bad. And you go, uh-oh, you received this karma card for performing an act of unkindness, discourtesy, or dishonesty. However, registering this card at AmazingKarma.com signifies that you have accepted personal responsibility, which will generate a positive karma point. Then pass this card to someone else. You and everyone else who registered this card in the past will receive unlimited karma points as long as it continues to be registered. This is awesome.
So I have so many questions.
Okay.
So how do people react when they get a red card? Does it...
Well,
yeah.
you have
Good
to
question.
Assess the situation, obviously. Sometimes it's smarter just to slip it under a windshield wiper and walk away.
Oh.
But we have had a situation not too long ago where my husband and I were having lunch at a local restaurant, we all know, and there was this beautiful, I think it was a Ferrari, I don't know cars, but mm-hmm. it was bright yellow, it was gorgeous. And my husband was guy chatting with the owner because it was such a beautiful car, but it was parked across 1.5 parking spaces.
Uh-huh.
And finally my husband said, you know, it is really a gorgeous car, but why did you do this when there's so many big, wide, shady spaces in the back? Well, it's a new car. I didn't want to get it scratched. Yeah, mm-hmm. But there are plenty of places. Well, no, I didn't want to. As politely as he could, my husband hands him a red card and said, I'm sorry, sir. I have to tell you that you have earned a red karma card.
I can't imagine the look on this guy's face.
Well, I'll tell you, I'll clean this up a little bit. He looked.
Oh,
at
don't
it for
not
a
for our benefit. Or
yeah,
for
exactly,
the
exactly.
You
we want to hear
do
the whole F-bomb, thing.
Anything you want.
Oh, good then. Yeah, he looked at it for a minute, read it, and just said, "Ah, fuck karma," and he flung it away.
Oh my God.
In the parking lot and drove away. Okay, fine. So my husband and I go in and we've ordered our lunch, and we see this unmistakable car drive back. And this time he parks it in one of the spots in the back.
Wow.
The wide ones. He is on his hands and knees crawling around that parking lot looking for that karma car. I was terrified he was going to get run over.
Oh, my God.
But he finally found it under somebody's car, quietly walked to his car, and drove away. But you do have to assess the situation. You don't want to get into a fist fight over a little
wow.
red card.
Yeah.
He came so back for it.
He came
so
back for it.
So something registered
exactly.
in his mind. He
yes.
felt a little dirty.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
Exactly.
Like something was. I thought you were going to say, and then as he was driving out, smack.
Yeah, exactly. Me too. I thought so too. Yeah.
No, he took responsibility for his actions. He came back, did
wow.
the right thing, and
so interesting.
Got a positive karma point with the universe for doing the right thing.
Right. Exactly. Wow.
That's beautiful. That's so interesting. It's so funny because when I think of karma, I mean, I love the concept of, you know, be kind to other people. That is so how I live. By that, mm-hmm. right? But I don't want to live by fear like that. I have to do that because somehow I'm going to have something bad. I really try to integrate that as I just want to do that because it makes me feel good. But I would imagine for a lot of people having some little doubt in their mind that if you do something
right.
that is not kind, that you're going to have payback in some way is what motivates people to do something. Yeah? Is
oh, that's exactly right. Oh, we live in an isolationist society. We don't interact with each other as often as we used to. And we've become a nation that enables bad behavior just by ignoring it.
Right.
And also, how often you see something good happening and you smile to yourself, but do you walk over
yeah.
to that person and acknowledge it?
Yeah.
Normally, no, you don't.
Yeah.
This, as I said, is a non-confrontational way to let somebody know you did a good thing and I
yeah,
noticed it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Totally. So we should read the positive ones.
Right.
Since we read. So this is the green light one. Congratulations. You have earned one karma point for performing an act of kindness, courtesy, or honesty. Register this card, and then it goes on for that, so you can keep getting that. These are so cute. I love this. It's like business cards in a whole different realm.
But I want to know, like, I think to come up with this concept, I'm curious sort of your background, if you can kind of give it to us and what made you think of this, because I feel like you have to be, I don't know, just a certain type of person to come up with something like this and then make the world a better place.
Well, as I said, it was based on a game that we played with our kids when they were growing up to teach them right from wrong. You know, if you clean up after yourself, yeah, the universe mm-hmm. will reward you one karma
yeah.
point. If you continue to harass your sister, I guarantee you the universe will debit you a karma point.
Yeah.
And when you accrue enough, there's some sort of reward at the end. But the genesis of our website, as it is, was actually a lunch at Knott's Berry Farm. We were down there, and circling the parking lot looking for parking, there was nothing. And on about our fourth loop, my husband looked at me and said, oh, why don't we each cash in 50 karma points for a parking lot? Ha ha, our parking space, ha ha ha. Well, we did one more. It was in June gloom. I swear to you, I am not lying. The clouds parted. There's a ray of sunshine, and there's a parking spot right in front of the big chicken.
Wow.
No way.
Way. I've got a picture of myself standing in front of it because it was so funny. And we spent that lunch scribbling on napkins. What can we do with this? And this is where we came up with the concept of the cards.
That's so
wow.
cute. That is so,
so
cute.
So interesting. Yeah. Wow. Do you believe, okay, so obviously you believe in, you know, the good for the universe. Do you also believe, are you religious? I mean, how does that tie into all this? I'm just curious.
No, I'm totally non-religious.
Okay. So it's not have to do with the universe, a higher power. It's just making the world a better place, basically.
Exactly.
Okay.
One yeah. karma point at a time.
Right. Exactly.
So does the website keep track of your points? Tell
it
us
does.
More about that.
Oh, that's the fun part.
Okay.
When you register a card, it's going to map exactly where you registered that card. Not the exact address, but the zip code.
Oh.
So, say you go to Chicago tomorrow and you hand it to somebody and they register it. They get a point, you get a point. Well, they're flying off to London. And you can watch the progress of the miles and the travel on our map and tracking system. And then when enough karma points have been accrued, you have two choices. You can either ask us to donate the karma cash you've acquired to any registered charity
Okay.
Or we will obtain a gift card for you in that amount from any retailer on the planet who offers gift cards.
No way.
Wow.
That's
nice. Beautiful.
So how many people are currently registered? Do you know offhand?
No, I don't offhand. I was chatting with the new members this morning. I think there were 5 overnight.
Wow.
I never know where they're coming from because they're from all over. We've had people sign up from as far away as Sweden and Australia.
Wow. Incredible. And when did this start?
We actually soft launched a website, a very lame version, about 4 years ago.
Okay.
But my husband was in a poker tournament with the late James Gandolfini. We also have karmic coins. They're really cool. And he uses his as a poker protector.
Oh.
Well, everybody there wanted one, so we started to pass them out. There were a number of angel investors there, and we started getting calls from them offering us ridiculous sums of money. And we said, why? He said, you've got this niche social network. And, you know, we're old. We said, what's that? When the figures got absolutely ridiculous, we looked at each other and said, if it's worth that much to them, it's worth that much to us. So we pulled it back and retooled it for almost 3 years until we got it working exactly the way we wanted. Mm-hmm. And we did our current launch this past March.
Oh, wow.
Oh, what a
so
lovely
neat.
Story. Can you tell us a little bit more, too, about being a breast cancer survivor?
Well, I don't think I'm that unique. I went in for my mammogram. They found abnormalities and whisked me away, and I had a lumpectomy and radiation, and I have been cancer-free for 3 years now.
Nice.
That's great.
Yay.
That's amazing.
Wow. So when you got that diagnosis, was it just gut-wrenching? What happened for you?
No, I approached things sort of a matter-of-fact way. I said, okay, this is what I got. What do we do to get rid of it?
Right. Really practical. Yeah.
Yeah. My mom had had breast cancer also.
Okay.
But she referred to herself as a victim for the last 30 years of her life. And I'm not a victim. I'm a victor.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's incredible. That's good attitude. Wow. Oh, my gosh. So incredible. And how did you meet Ken? That's what I want to know also.
Let's get down to the nitty gritty.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, do I have stories? All
Please.
Right. Ken came out to California from St. Louis to try to get his movie Heart of the Beholder made. But since he had to eat in the interim, and he was an actor, he was doing acting work until the commercial artist strike of 2000, when he had to take a limo job to continue his hobby of eating every day.
Hobby.
It's a good hobby.
Well, an A-list celebrity he was driving got him fired. And
really?
Really.
What happened?
Well, he...
Sorry, I'm segueing here for a moment.
No, Kelly. I want to hear.
We'll get to how they actually met.
For sure, I want to hear this.
Well, she was chatting with her actor boyfriend in the back of his car, and they were saying, well, all the good awards are going to people who are in independent films. Maybe we should find an independent film that we can both star in, ding, ding, ding.
Mm-hmm.
So Ken had a card made up that just said, may I have your permission to pitch my story idea to your manager?
Yeah.
And he was at the airport. Celebrities get meet and greeted.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, the cop on the beat wanted him to move the car, and he handed his card to the meet and greeter and asked if he would give it to this lady. Instead of giving it to the lady, what the meet and greeter did was took her zippered day planner out of her bag, unzipped it, stuck it in, and zipped it shut. That was such an invasion of her privacy. And she had no way of knowing that
it wasn't him.
Done it.
Yeah.
So he got fired.
Oh.
Well, then Chris Gore, who ran a website called filmthreat.com, wrote a story about Ken called How Not to Make It in Hollywood.
Oh, my God.
Which included the backstory of the movie Heart of the Beholder, which, of course, hadn't been made yet. And I was so incensed about this that I got in touch with Ken.
Ah.
And
wow. So you'd never met him? You'd never talk to him?
No. Even though we found out later that our sons had gone to the same school years apart, and they knew each other, and we had never met.
Oh, wow.
Weird.
So
karma.
I was thinking that.
Exactly.
I was thinking karma. It was like so weird. Yeah.
Yeah. Butterfly flaps its wings.
Yep.
Well, about our second date, he handed me a script. And I thought, here goes a promising relationship down the drain. Because I've read thousands of bad scripts in my life. And I read this one, and it was really good.
Uh-huh.
didn't stop me from giving him 17 pages of notes on it, but it was really good.
Right.
So I signed on as producer. I bought his life rights. My husband does not own his own life. I own it.
Oh, good.
And after a series of misadventures trying to raise money, I eventually hawked everything I own, including my house, and we got the movie made, and it got on the independent film circuit and won more Best Feature Film awards than any other.
Wow.
And it came in second 5 times also.
Wow.
Oh, my God. And what's it about? Because it says a family's true story.
Yeah. Ken was a young IBM engineer in St. Louis. And way before Blockbuster, he got the idea that people might like to, rent videos.
Uh-huh.
What a concept.
Yeah.
So he left his very secure cradle-to-grave job to open up this new venture. And after a very rocky start, suddenly it took off, and he found himself, he owned a chain of video stores.
Oh.
He was wealthy, his family was living well, and they were living the American dream. There is a group in St. Louis with the ironically oxymoronic name of the National Federation for Decency, and I don't have anything kind to say about them. In the late 80s, Martin Scorsese made a movie called The Last Temptation of Christ. Well, the National Federation for Decency put a huge amount of pressure on all the video dealers in St. Louis. They did not want them carrying this movie, even though none of them had seen it, but they knew it was bad. Ken just looked and said, people have a right to decide for themselves. His stores were the only ones in the St. Louis area that carried it. His employees began being harassed. His property was vandalized. His children got death threats.
Oh, my God.
They had to send them out of state to keep them safe.
Wow.
And eventually, Ken was arrested in his own stores on trumped-up RICO racketeering charges. Everything was confiscated. He went through 2 very long, very expensive trials, both of which he won.
Oh, my God.
But he was financially ruined. He'd lost his family. Hmm. He nearly lost his life.
Oh, my gosh.
But he did get a measure of retribution. Spoiler alert, I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Yeah, exactly. I have to check that out. That's incredible.
Wow. And the fun thing was, when we were doing the auditions, we lucked out on our actors. We got some wonderful people, and they all worked for SAG minimum.
Oh, wow.
Including Michael Dorn from Star Trek. The
wow.
first day, he drives up in this car that I think was more expensive than our entire production budget. But they were absolutely wonderful, and we needed a little girl. The first person we auditioned, she was 7 years old, little blonde pigtails, and she did a very, very difficult abduction scene.
Mm-hmm.
And she is screaming, and our reader is backing off, and the hair on the back of my neck is going up. And scene, did I do good?
Oh,
yeah, kid.
Exactly.
Nobody else was close. And her name is Chloe Grace Moretz.
Wow.
This was her first movie. And she's now going to be in, she's been in Hugo and Amityville Horror. She's going to be in the live-action version of Little Mermaid. I'm so proud of her.
That's
little girl.
That's amazing.
Oh.
Wow.
Hold that thought. A word from our sponsor.
Were you diagnosed with a mental health-related disorder and feel stigmatized so much you find yourself unable to reach out for help? At Vantage Point Recovery, we believe that every single human being has unlimited potential that is often unrealized. While a diagnosis offers a starting place to unpack what is blocking our clients from accessing that part of themselves, we do not believe they are their diagnosis. We believe that within every diagnosis lies a seed of hope and opportunity for our clients to realize more of who they really are so they can become who they want to be. Call us today at 888-668-5959 to see how our program may be a fit for you or a loved one.
I like the music they chose.
I know, me too. Yes, thinking that.
It's very soothing. Anyway, I don't know that we got to the romance part, though. Okay? Like, we got that you called him. But then what was his reaction when you called?
And by the way, we're talking with Darlene Tipton. She is the founder of AmazingKarma.com. Just so our listeners, if you just tuned in. But go ahead.
Well, I think initially he was a little embarrassed, but I sweet-talked him into, said, let's have lunch and talk about this.
Wow.
And we've been together ever since.
So how long ago was that?
That was 2001.
Mm. All right, so 15 years.
Yes.
So was it love at first sight?
Well, it was for me. I can't speak for him.
So sweet. Wow.
Very sweet.
Very cool.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so tell us more. Tell us, maybe we could get a little bit deeper into what karma really, I mean, you've given us a very simple definition, but where did karma actually originate from? Give us some history.
Well, the religious concept of karma is common to a lot of Eastern religions, but no matter what you call it, every belief system, even every lack of belief system, generally works on the principle that doing good is better than doing bad.
Right.
And I truly believe that children are born hardwired to do the right thing. Did you ever run into a two-year-old who didn't fully understand the concept of, that's not fair? They get it. In fact, we found that our karma cards can be used with children as young as four. They
wow.
get it. They
yeah.
totally understand the concept.
So interesting. Yeah. I was thinking about that when I got them. I'm like, I should give them to my kids and see what happens. Really interesting. Yeah, especially the positive ones. I think that it just feels so good, you know, to get rewarded for good behavior.
I'm trying to imagine how I would react. I think if somebody gave me a bad karma card,
uh-huh.
the one that the red zone is for immediate dive off the end of the shelving.
Yeah.
I would be, cause I so hate disappointing people,
yeah.
making people unhappy, that I would just be mortified with myself. I think I would be just absolutely overrun with shame, which is what we need sometimes. Because sometimes, especially when we have our head in the sand about things where we may think, oh, here's a good one for you. When people deceive themselves into believing that they're doing something good, but it's really an act of selfishness.
That's a little hard to call out sometimes, but it needs to be acknowledged, because if you don't bring it out in the open, you're just reinforcing that behavior.
Yeah, because I know
sense.
A
yeah.
lot of people who claim to be altruistic, but the human being isn't really necessarily wired to be 100% altruistic, because we do need to get our needs met.
Sure.
Right? I mean, that's part of, you know, Maslow's hierarchy of
yeah.
needs, or et cetera, that our basic food, shelter,
mm-hmm.
et cetera, if that's threatened in any way, we are wired
right.
to have to fight for that. That's
sure.
part of what we do. But when we're not on that basic level of survival, then we have the capacity, in my opinion, to be more giving and not so selfish.
Exactly.
What's your opinion about that?
Well, I don't think I'd go handing a red card, say, to Vladimir Putin, just on
right.
principle. But this is more for the everyday actions,
mm-hmm.
the everyday people around you. And everybody thinks, oh, I need the red cards because I got a lot of people who need that.
Yeah.
But when you actually start using them, you realize that you will be giving out more green cards than
nice.
Anything else, because you will start looking for good behavior. You'll
right.
start looking for good in people.
That's nice.
And that's why when we send out packets of karma cards, we always include more green than red.
That's so nice.
Nice. Nice.
So do you, I guess that the main question for me is, do you feel like people are inherently good?
I think most people are inherently good.
Okay.
I think we're born intending to be good.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
and then we get fucked up.
Oh, socialization, isn't it wonderful?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And those who really deserve to have a lot of shame somehow manage to not have any.
I know.
And then those who are really genuinely good people will get shame-based and guilt-based in like a second.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you're on today, because I was noticing this. I had, I would say, on the spectrum of road rage this week. And I'm not usually that way.
Yeah.
So I had to take a look at myself and say, what is going on with me that I have this hair trigger
yeah.
of? But I just found myself being so incensed in this world of excessive entitlement. People believing that they deserve more than their fair share of
right.
things. I'm okay with
yeah.
self-esteem, self-confidence. You know, like, we're sharing this piece of pie, you take half, I take half, and if I don't want my full half, I can give it to you. That doesn't make you greedy if you
sure.
take it, because I've offered it to you.
Right.
But somebody, you say, let's share this piece of pie, and all of a sudden they take 3/4 of it? What?
Yeah.
That just pisses me off like I can't even imagine. I don't know why it's activated so strongly this week, or maybe what's going on in the world or things like that, but it kind of frightened me that I had that kind of response.
Sure.
And I want to give me some help on how do I transform that into continuing to put forth my good karmic energy or my positive karma.
Well, I think the first thing I'd say is, if you know that in yourself and it frightens you, as you said it did, go look for the next good act.
Oh, okay.
And
mm-hmm.
that will make you feel better, that will temper your rage, mm-hmm. and
yeah,
it makes somebody else feel good as well.
Sure.
I didn't act on my rage, just so you know, but I could feel the power of that.
Sure, but I feel like
irritability.
I feel like we're allowed to have those thoughts, and to me, the detriment is when you act on them. Is that correct? Because I think it's natural and human to have all sorts of thoughts, good, bad. So I feel like I don't want you to shame yourself for just having these thoughts.
True, and that brings me to a story that I love too about the psychiatrist that I was getting hired to work for in this group setting, and he has me sit in his office, and I think it was one of the first of three questions he asked me, and he says, "Dr. Deborah, what are your sadistic fantasies?" And I'm like,
what? Interesting.
What? You know, he's like, well, what are they? I'm like, I didn't know if the right answer was to say, I don't have any fantasies. Or if the right answer was to say, oh, well, I thought about, you know, mutilating my boyfriend down the street.
Like, so interesting.
Trashing his car, stealing his car, because he probably had mine stolen. No, but, you know, like those kinds of things. And so I opted in to actually say, well, I have had some pretty interesting thoughts at times about, you know, you know, when I feel abandoned or et cetera. And it was at that moment that I learned that he was actually encouraging me to be able to speak to what is naturally human.
Right.
Is that it's an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, right?
Yeah.
So if somebody does something bad to you, our instinct is to want to smash them on the head. You know, you grab my toy, I'm going to grab your toy and I'm going to break it.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
That's kind of how we're right. So you're right. It's not about judging ourselves for having the thoughts, but about
the actions.
What we do with them.
Yeah. Or, like, I'm thinking about this guy that you were talking about with the parking. I mean, it's, I feel like, Well, it was like, I hear what you're saying about like owning up. Like, imagine if he was like, oh my gosh, you know what? You're absolutely right. And I'm taking up two spots. I'm being selfish. You know what? Thank you for pointing that out. Let me move it. Like, it's such a difference rather than, you know, sort of, well, I don't want to get the car scratched up and taking no accountability and no responsibility.
But so, he did, though. That's what's so cool about the story, right?
Exactly.
Is he came back and he thought about it. So these cards had a total impact.
Yes, they did.
Yeah. You must have felt really good at that moment.
I was absolutely shocked that he had come back.
Yeah.
You know, you're right. People are human, and we're not out to turn everybody into little smiling angels. Just...
Right.
Everybody gets angry. One of my favorite stories is somebody asked Billy Graham's wife if she ever thought about divorcing her husband. She said, "Divorce? No. Murder? Frequently." It's just human. It's who we are.
Yeah.
But it's how you act on how you feel.
Right.
That makes all the difference.
Sure.
And I think also reevaluating what you're perceiving has a big impact on what you end up feeling, right? So sometimes we assume negative intent on the part of somebody else when they could just simply be totally distracted. They had a really bad day. So that's always helped me too to think about, all right, well, I've been in a bad mood before. I'm sure that I behave less than perfectly when I've been in a bad mood. And even when I'm in a good mood, I behave less than perfectly.
Exactly.
So it's like cutting people some slack so it doesn't feel as personal is so helpful too.
Yes.
How many people, I'm curious, like, so do people actually register the bad cards? Like you've seen, obviously, you know.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
That's amazing.
When you get a packet of cards, you should go and register all of them immediately, because that gives you a karma point for each card you register.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then you have them available to hand out.
To hand out, yeah.
And you'd be surprised how many of the red cards get registered secondarily and beyond that.
Wow. So I guess my question for you is, what is the goal for you with this?
I would just like my legacy to be that I left the planet a slightly better place than when I got here.
Oh,
that's so nice. Yeah, I love that. And how old are your children now, by the way?
They're all grown. The youngest one just turned 25 last week.
Oh, my gosh.
But between us, we have six kids.
Oh, it's amazing.
How many from you and how many from him?
Well, I only birthed one of them that I recall.
Oh. It's okay. Kelly has a dog that the only vaginal birth she's ever had is
Moose.
That's
what I call him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
she turned red. It was funny. Yeah. It's so funny.
I may have just gotten a bad card for
that.
No. I'm not sure.
No.
Moose is good
karma.
Yeah,
so you had one child of your own, and then he brought five.
Yes.
Wow. And what are their age ranges?
They range from 34 down to 25.
Mm. Oh, okay. But, so kind of close in age, actually.
Yeah.
Any of them married and any grandkids?
Yes, we have three and a half grandchildren.
What's the half?
Yeah, exactly.
My stepdaughter, Laura, was a surrogate mother for a gay couple in Spain.
Oh, that's amazing.
And she had a little girl, most beautiful little girl, and they gave her the loveliest name. Not Mabel, Mabel.
Mabel.
Oh, Mabel.
That's sweet. We used a surrogate for our second child.
Yeah.
So that's an incredible gift.
So
and
she's the half.
That is so nice. Wow. And we still keep in touch with ours.
I was going to ask you.
Oh, mine is... Candace is the heart and soul of our... Well, we love her. We still talk all the time and keep in touch. And we will forever. Like, I think that was sort of one of my... Not to, divert this for a second, but that was one of my criterias. I wanted... They ask you, on your questionnaire, do you want your surrogate to keep in touch? Like, afterward. And for me, it was like, if I had a surrogate that said no, I was like, then clearly they look at this more as, a business transaction. Yeah. And they're not doing it sort of for the goodness. Uh-huh. And so, yes, of course, she wanted to keep in touch, and so did I. And I, I can't wait until, my younger son is old enough to kind of really recognize, all that. But it's such a gift. That's wonderful.
Where does she live?
She lives in Virginia.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Now, has she ever actually physically held London?
Yeah. So, obviously, after the birth, I handed the baby to her before I held him because I felt like she had...
Oh.
Yeah. I just felt like I didn't... Oh, she gave me a karma card.
I just threw a green karma card.
That's really funny. Well, I mean, I just feel like, after all that, I didn't want her to feel like she had just... done this thing, and guess what? Now it's over. Like, you're no longer important. I really wanted her to understand how important, and, mm-hmm. and to have a relationship with him. And I was never threatened. It was never like, oh my God, is she going to take this baby? Is he going to feel like, that's his mom? It was never like that. I mean, we had such a good relationship. But anyway, what was the point of all?
because I hadn't asked you in such a long time.
Yeah.
So
so she held him, and then we saw her again about... I think he was probably about 4 months. Uh-huh. And then she saw him, I think, a couple years later, and we're definitely due for another visit. So she'll have to come out and visit us.
Oh, how sweet. Yeah. Yeah. The segue was that we were asking Darlene about the half child.
Exactly. That's how it started. But that's cool. I love that because I've never heard that. I don't even know if my surrogate would think that way. And I like that because it is. It's part of them, in a lot of ways.
Now, does she have any of her... children that she has?
Yes, she has her own daughter and a stepson.
Oh,
yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah, they're great people. So
wow.
Anyway, but
that's cool.
So again, we're talking with Darlene from the website AmazingKarma.com, and you can register Karma credit cards for free. So cool. And they are sent to you, no shipping, no nothing.
Absolutely 100% free. We're picking up everything. So
nice.
That is so amazing.
How did you get funded for this? Or do you have sponsors or...
Well, I was fired from my long-term job at the studio, and I sued them for wrongful termination because it was age-based.
Wow.
And with the settlement, we were able to fund the website.
That's incredible.
Wow.
So interesting that, a bad situation turned into a good situation. Do you know what I mean?
Totally. Yeah. I know a lot of people are really intimidated. In fact, I've heard a lot of people say, I don't want to go that direction because that's going to give me bad karma. And I think, if you've been wronged, why wouldn't you? That's appropriate. Entitlement. That's not out of control entitlement. That's somebody wronged you. Why let them get away with taking 3/4 of the pie?
Of course.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
So so that must have been, was that grueling? Was it really tough? Because you have to have a lot of stamina, I think, to go through something like that, a big industry.
Well, it was totally shocking to me and totally out of the blue. In fact, it was my first day back at work. I had been out for 10 days taking care of Ken when he had a severe neck injury.
Mm.
And this was in 2014, I was trying to set up a charitable endeavor for the families of Malaysia Flight 370.
Wow.
And inadvertently, I used my work email address for one of the
Hillary.
Pieces of correspondence.
Oh, Hillary.
Sorry. Their server, not mine. And people do this all the time, but it was an aha moment for them because I was too old and I was making too much money, and they'd tried it before. They'd tried to get rid of me before unsuccessfully.
Oh.
So this was an aha moment. I was escorted off the lot, which was humiliating.
Wow.
And I was shell-shocked.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I want to hear more about that. Let's hear from Vantage, though.
Yes.
Just now.
Do you swear off drugs or alcohol in the morning, only to succumb to the thought later in the day? According to the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration's 2012 survey on drug use and health, it was shown that roughly 8.4 million adults in the U.S. suffered from addiction and mental health-related disorders. Vantage Point Recovery, specializing in intensive treatment for those struggling with addiction and mental health-related disorders, has a place for you. Located in Thousand Oaks, California, call us today at 888-668-5959 to see how our program may be a fit for you or a loved one.
Thank you, Vantage. So we are here with Darlene Tipton, who is the founder of Amazing Karma. And karma, for those of you who don't know, it is spelled with a K.
Yes.
What happens if someone spells it with a C?
It'll still redirect to our website.
I love that. That's so smart. So smart. Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about how the mobile app works.
Well, the mobile app, which is available for both Apple and Android, you can register your karma cards. You can actually create an account there. Mm-hmm. It, at the moment, is more limited than our standard website, but we are working to improve it every day. In fact, one of the things we want to do in future is make the cards scannable.
Oh, that's smart.
Oh, neat.
But right at the moment, we're having some technical problems getting that plugged into the mobile apps on the two different platforms. So that should be available in the hopefully not too far distant future.
Okay, so awesome. So I have a question too. So in your mind, because I don't know if it translates into the cards, but is there greater karma for some acts of goodness versus other acts? Like if somebody goes above and beyond a certain thing, does that buy you more karma down the line? Or like what is the philosophy about that? Just any act, or what do you think?
Well, I think if you pull somebody out of a burning car, you've probably acquired more karma than if you just took your cart back at the supermarket.
Right. But it doesn't mean you get to be an asshole. I think that's what a lot of people think, right? Is that they did something great, and then the next day they go, oh, I've earned great karma,
really?
So
do
I can be a dick.
Really? Do you think so?
Oh, yeah, I do.
No, that's,
I really do.
That's horrible.
That's how I think every day. No, I'm kidding. But, I've met a lot of people like that. Oh, well, I already did that. So
wow.
That
like that sense of entitlement.
Do anything else?
Yeah.
What does that mean? I mean, it's got to be an ongoing thing, right?
That's how you drain your karma account in one venture.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Wow.
Be an ass.
But so exactly. I think to answer your question, so you could give out more cards depending on the act, correct?
Oh, yeah.
You could give out a couple cards to somebody you felt deserved a little bit more, I guess. So look, with the surrogate and the baby, I want your whole pack. No,
but, so well, funny. I can keep flinging them.
No, like, that's so funny.
We're more looking for the small acts that people don't get recognized for.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, even if you get good service in a restaurant, just leave it with your
yes.
Check.
Oh,
exactly. Do you remember when they were doing that thing with the tickets? They were actually pulling people over for good driving and getting a good driver.
What?
Ticket?
No.
Yes.
What
I remember this? a long time ago. I think I was. Oh my! I don't even want to say, but this is
wow.
Well,
that's so
over,
cool. Yeah,
I'm going 30 years ago because I remember a supervisor of mine got one. And he came in. He was so excited. I actually got pulled over today. Why are you smiling?
Yeah,
I
exactly.
got a good driver ticket. Isn't that awesome?
That is so.
They don't do that anymore.
No, I was going to say. Oh my God, that's so.
Oh, what would happen if you drove by one of those motorcycle police officers? Leering on this side, and you just said, oh, I just want to give you this bad karma.
Oh my God, that would be
what
horrible.
Would happen?
That is
what
so
would happen?
I would again suggest that you assess the situation very carefully.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
I'm feeling very bold.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't give
you, know,
you better collect those.
You know those
from
ones
her.
Who they sit on the side?
Sure,
and they to get their quota or whatever?
100%.
And then you see somebody who's almost killed somebody down the road. Why aren't you driving and monitoring the streets?
Completely.
Oh, I just got really animated there. This is part of that energy of the week.
It was really funny.
Darlene, what else do you want people to know about Amazing Karma? Because we're actually going to be out of time in just a couple minutes.
Oh, my. Well, I want to reinforce the idea. The website is completely free, and it's going to continue to be free until we've given away at least 500,000 cards.
Wow.
Registering is free. If you want cards, just click on. There are several places on the website to click on. And, in fact, I'll tell you what. If you mention that you heard about Amazing Karma on this show, normally we give away 40 cards in a packet. I'll give you 60.
Oh,
that's great.
How sweet.
And don't be afraid to sign up. Don't be afraid to get your karma cards. And absolutely, when you start handing out the green ones, yeah. you will be so empowered. And you make everything around you a little brighter, a little shinier.
Oh.
And it really is about the small acts. If somebody in the park is picking up after their dog, give them a green karma card. They're doing the right thing, and yeah. not everybody does.
Exactly.
So true.
Okay, and then one last question, because this is so important. This little getup you're wearing is so cute. Okay, so nobody can see this, but she's got, it's a green and purple striped top. Wait, is there a matching?
It's very subtle. No, it's just black jeans.
Yeah, so and one side says Karmadar.
Right.
The other one says Amazing Karma Cards. And she has little pockets where these cards are in. And in the back says, Ask Me for Karma Cards, AmazingKarma.com. Now, it kind of looks like if you were like working at...
Like a, exactly, like
Home Depot
exactly,
or something,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, exactly, yeah.
Karmadar, yeah, here exactly. we are. Okay,
but
so
wait, do you wear this every day
this?
Or no?
No, but we do have a karma car that
no
is
way. Wrapped.
Like
we
a Mary Kay thing?
Yeah, it's bright yellow and no has AmazingKarma.com on it, and the license plate is KARMACR. So if you see us driving around,
so
wave.
Cute.
That is so
cute.
Adorable. Oh, my God. I don't want to cut you off. I'll get a red car. A red card. I got to drive nicely around you.
Precious. Absolutely
so
precious.
Funny.
You are amazing. Thank
yes,
you.
Thank
amazing
you so
karma.
Much. So cool.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
One more question. What is the, after doing something in your own life that was an amazing act of something, do you have something to follow up that was like a miraculous moment that occurred?
Well, I think that if you just put yourself on the right path, and you really have to whip yourself sometimes to stay on that right
sure.
path, you'll get where you're going. It seems hard, it seems long, it seems rocky, but just keep doing the right thing. You know what that is.
Right.
And the harder it is to do the right thing, the more you know you're on the right path.
That's nice. I like
yes,
that so
I like
much.
That. I like that. Kelly, what are you going to do right today? Because you always do things wrong.
Just kidding.
Well, I love that. I love that reinforcement. I really, really love that. Now I'm going to continue. And you know, for me also, it's like, it's just really being grateful. You know, sometimes when we can focus on kind of what's not working in our life and you know, the antithesis to that is to really focus on what is working in our lives today.
It's funny because I just wrote my blog yesterday that I just posted, From Attitude to Gratitude.
Oh, I love that.
Perfect.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love that.
I was thinking about that. I was in a pissy mood the other day and I'm like, why?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, if I'm breathing, I should
sure.
have gratitude.
Be happy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So.
All right.
Well, you do wonderful things every day. You're such
so
a good
you.
Friend.
Oh, my God. I
love
feel the same
you.
Way. So cute. You too. Thank you for the card. That was so sweet. I'm keeping this one, like, and I'm going to register it.
You
well, you have to register
it
first.
I have to register it first. Yeah, I'll
exactly.
take a picture of it.
That's so funny.
Okay. Make sure to visit us at docandtherapist.com. And please, that's www.docandtherapist.com. And like us on Twitter. Come on, people. We need some more Twitter likes. This is like pathetic. It's
absolutely.
At DocTherapist1. That's easy to remember. Go like yeah. us on Twitter. Do a random act of kindness.
Oh, that's true.
And get some good karma.
That's so funny. And next week, we have Mitra Babar, and she's an amazing spiritual leader. I heard her on the Maria Menounos show. She's a musician, and she's got a really, really, I don't know, like a really, really nice take on you know, different life experiences. So that'll be really cool. I'm excited for that.
Awesome.
All right.
Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Darlene, for being our guest.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Dr. Deborah and Therapist Kelly Show, only on LA Talk Radio.